From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Liberians voted in a runoff election Tuesday to choose the West African country's next president. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are competing to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms. That's the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Boakai and Weah were the top vote-getters in the October 10th election, with Weah getting about 38% and Boakai coming in second with about 28%. Since neither received a majority, a runoff election was triggered, but court challenges delayed the vote until today, which was originally set for November 7th. Egypt executed 15 Islamic militants Tuesday. They'd been convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on an army outpost in the Sinai Peninsula in 2013. The executions were carried out simultaneously in two prisons north of Cairo. They're the latest mass executions carried out in Egypt since six convicted jihadists were hanged in 2015. All 15 militants executed on Tuesday were hanged. A British woman has been convicted in Egypt of trying to smuggle a banned prescription painkiller into the country. A court sentenced 33-year-old Laura Plummer to a three-year prison term Tuesday. Plummer was arrested in October when she arrived in Hurghada, a resort city along the Red Sea, and customs officers found hundreds of tramadol pills in her luggage. She has said they were for her Egyptian boyfriend, who suffers from chronic back pain. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund warns that 220,000 children in the area of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed rebels are at risk of being killed or maimed by landmines and other explosive remnants of war. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNICEF warns children, especially very young children, are at great risk of death and injury from these lethal weapons. The agency says most casualties occur when children pick up these explosive devices, which look like toys. A group of children respond enthusiastically to a mine awareness demonstration. Educators teach children how to protect themselves from landmines, unexploded ordnance, and other deadly remnants of war. Since 2015, UNICEF and partners have reached more than 500,000 children in eastern Ukraine with this message through entertaining theatrical skits and interactive shows. While these weapons pose an ever-present danger to children, UNICEF says they also can damage crucial infrastructure such as water, electricity, and gas facilities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Kremlin spokesman suggested Tuesday that a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to boycott next year's presidential election may be illegal. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Tuesday that efforts by Navalny and his supporters to organize the boycott ought to be carefully studied to see if they are breaking the law. Navalny urged supporters to boycott the March 18th vote after election officials on Monday barred him from running. Putin earlier this month announced that he will run for re-election, and it is widely assumed he will win a fourth term as Russia's head of state. A prominent Chinese human rights activist has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of subversion. Wu Gan is a blogger who uses the name Super Vulgar Butcher. He was sentenced Tuesday in the Tianjin No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in Beijing. He was arrested in May 2015 in southeastern China. He gained notoriety for mocking Chinese political officials in a long-running campaign against corruption and abuse of power. Wu's lawyer says his client will appeal the lengthy verdict. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.